Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
King George III is reported to have said to Charles Wesley's son, "It is my judgment, Mr. Wesley, that your uncle and your father and George Whitefield and the Countess of Huntington have done more to promote true religion in this country than all the dignified clergy put together." It is the Countess of Huntington we will explore in this week's series, who is a totally obscure figure to most Christians. In her will, she stipulated that no biography should be written of her and that no use be made of her many letters. In the same spirit, she asked to be buried in an unmarked grave. It was 50 years before any biography of her life was attempted. Selina Shirley, who became the Countess of Huntington, was a serious-minded young girl who thought often about the troubles of the whole world. She would often find some private corner and pour out her heart to God. We find a parallel in the life of Billy Graham. He once said, "I think about the whole world all of the time." I personally can identify. When I was 10, I remember standing under my mother's clothesline on the farm, thinking the whole world was going to hell. And what could I do about it? A painfully shy kid from the sticks of northern Minnesota. So here were the seeds in Selina's life that eventually culminated in her founding 130 Methodist churches in her lifetime, an accomplishment that resulted in history recognizing her among the likes of John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.